about safety from what? A continuation of our study of the book of Romans. We are still in chapter 1. We have a book beyond that. Verse 16. The reason is because 16 and 17 contain the crux of the matter. They contain the philosophy to recover. With these two things, if a Christian does not understand them, we live in mediocre life. We live a seriously mediocre religious life. I will not benefit much in this Christianity. We will not even understand or know what Christianity is all about. As I talk to people, I'm baffled at the level of lack of understanding of basic Christianity. So that's why we are talking about this salvation thing. Because salvation is basic. It's basic. And the righteousness that God gives us, very, very basic, very, very important, very, very key. Because without it, you can't reign. Without it, you can't get very far. You can't even exercise faith. So we began to talk about what are we saved from? So we are saved from the wrath to come. Because the devil goes around deceiving Christians, trying to paint God black. They will do things and tell Christians it is God, and then announce it to the whole nation that this is an act of God. When it's one that caused the calamity, then the people will say, yeah, and even insurance people will put it. Act of God. And we bind to that. It makes God so bad, so bad. There's one parable that a lot of people misinterpret and put God in a very bad light. The parable of they call it the opportunity prayer. You know, the person that went to a very bad church that has no, the woman that went to a church that has no, doesn't care for men, people, and doesn't even respect God. And then the church finally listened to her. I know people teach that, say, that's how you need to go to God. If God evil, that thing is evil. Jesus said, that man does not regard him man or God. Because of love, so he wasn't, that king does not represent God at all. He is representing the worst of the bunch. Jesus said, even if an evil human being can do the serve of God and us. And we use it to keep that reading in between the lines. So, when the things happen, we say, God is punishing me. God is teaching me something, a sickness, teaching me this. It's what I think that God, and I'm asking for it. If God will punish us for everything, we're all finished. Not one of us will be here. Praise the Lord. And so if God is the one that is making people sick, so what is, why did Jesus bear our sickness? And yet he said, I came to do thy will, O God. So if God is making me sick, it is good for me to be sick. So Jesus, how can he be my sickness? This is your message clear that every good and perfect gift comes from good. God is no evil in God. And yet people teach these things and do it. They use it to frighten people, to make people thinking that that's the way to make people become good. I'm going to make a statement right here, but I listen. There is nothing you do out of fear that is from your will. Fear does not make you do anything willing. Fear does not make you do anything what? At all. You'll be doing it and grumbling. Fear, intimidation, God doesn't use them. The thing that God uses is love. Because love is the only thing that makes you do something for your work, for your heart and your will. So, we need to come and understand the basic things about salvation. What God did for us, and because of lack of knowledge of salvation. The body of Christ is always gathering and bemoaning their sins and bemoaning their faults, celebrating their iniquities, celebrating their failures. All the time, there's somebody that always says, me, all he talks about is what we did wrong, what we should be doing. So, and for years now, I've never had this question. All the things he said they be doing, never talked about Christ now. Everything is about what we should be doing this and we should be doing that. That kind of thing will build weakness in the spirit. We never produce faith. And without faith, you can't please you. Can't please God. How can you please God with that kind of faith? You never do. And you are just aiding the devil. Because once you have that kind of mindset, the devil will tap it on you and make you feel unworthy. And then you can take the cost. Everything is a thief will not mean anything. And yet, without Christ, you can do what you want to achieve without him. Build weakness in your spirit. Does not build faith, does not build strength at all. That's why the majority of Christians can't even pray for themselves. They don't have confidence in their prayer at all. Because this sense of weakness is just sitting there and won't go to anywhere. But when you begin to know Christ, when you begin to focus on him, your faith begins to what? Right. Because he's the author of our, your faith begins to what? And once your faith begins to rise, you begin to have faith overseeing, over whatever, and you can talk boldly. You become a good testimony for Jesus Christ. Your life begins to tell about his fortune. When people see the victory of God, the boldness of the world, the excitement of serving him, they want to serve him too. Praise the Lord. So what we're talking about is understanding what we are saved for. Understanding what we are saved for. We say we are saved from the wrath to come. We said it over and we took time to spread it. That God cannot smite that rock twice. We are the body of Christ. God can smite Christ twice. It's called double jeopardy. Maybe the heathen say you can't do that. And God does not do that. Praise the Lord. And then we talked about that we are saved from the power of sin. This is something every Christian must be familiar with, must understand, and so that begin to experience that freedom that Christ died to offer us. And in the basic way that God gave us freedom from sin, the basic way that God gave us freedom from sin is by changing our nature. Is by what? I want you to say that. By what? Say it louder. By what? You have a new nature. That's what being born again means. To be born again is to have a new life. You have a new nature. You have a new nature. God gave you a new life, totally new life. It wasn't there before. And this life is his. That's how God saved us from sin. Because our own nature was a nature of sin. And the law of Moses couldn't change it. And didn't even attempt to change it. So God set us free from the power of God, coming from the power of sin, by changing our what? Nature. Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece. Can I hear amen? For we are what? We are what? Come on, can I hear you? We are what? Can you say to yourself, I am what? I got something from I am. Okay? So he has created me a new body in Christ Jesus so that I can do the good things he planned for me to do long ago. Isn't it surprising how easy it is to believe in that we don't believe? Is it not so surprising how you will believe and it's in here concerning your house? And you tell everybody, the man is an engineer, this is what the engineer told you. And because he's an engineer, everybody what? Is it not surprising how we believe human beings just that like that? In fact, how will you believe people who are not even expert? But we can't believe God Almighty. God says, I'm creating. I will give my masterpiece. I'm creating in Christ. It doesn't even make any impression at all. Ephesians 4:24. Put on the new nature. Put Ephesians 4:24. 4:24. Put on what? Your new nature. Let's read that one. Put on what? Come on, let's read it again. Put on what? Created to be like God. Truly what? Righteous. And now, so put it on. Put on, does it look like a command or a suggestion? So come on. Not a suggestion. It's not an opinion. It's what God says we must. And that's what I must. So this life he gave us makes us be like him. So God went to the root of the matter. So the change that God wrought in our lives is not cosmetic. The law of Moses was a cosmetic approach, like a band-aid. Because he didn't go to the root of what? The matter. He couldn't. But when Christ came, he was able to. So God went to the root of the matter, which is the core nature of the human being, and changed it so that the human being can now live the life that God wants him to what? And so that's what Jesus was saying. In Matthew 12:33, either make the tree good and the fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and the fruit what? Corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. In Matthew 23:26, the diagram for the clean first that which is within the cup and cup, that the outside of them may be clean also. He said, you clean first the inside, so that the outside may be clean. Praise the Lord. So, if, and I want you to listen to me, if what I'm doing, church, if what I'm doing is the day anger embarrasses me, I focus on anger and pray like a house on fire about anger. It has benefit, it's wonderful to do that. Listen to this. If I'm walking, well, you can't see my leg, but this is what I'm putting in my room. Right? If I'm walking and boom, and I fell, and I stand here and focus on where I walk, fell. Will it change? Would it? That's what we do. We focus on where you fell, and all your prayer is about where you fell, and then all you're talking about is where you fell. But you didn't think of what caused the fall. What made me fall? And if I want to solve the problem, you know what I need to do? I'm going to check where I was walking, and I will find that, oh my God, there's this rock here. Wow. How about solve the problem now? So the next time I come, what will happen? No. But I fell with the boom. call it whatever, you can call it chapter, anger, you can be whatever, but it's there. And then you're like, I have a fire. Say, Lord, I send it to the sea. And it is what? Oh Lord of God, and it's mud. The more you are focusing on your mud, the more your mind is not even going to where the trouble marbles. As Nadu was singing for us, Badampa. I'm not going to deal with us. And that's what we do. It's not wrong to look at where you fell, because we could see some things within there. But for God's sake, something with you fall. Something is causing that thing. That's what they call the root cause of something and the immediate cause of something. We do not think about why. And as long as we don't think about why, the remote cause will still be there. Tell you the truth. And when you fall, it embarrasses you and say, oh my God, before people, Lord, you need to help me. There's benefit to that. There's benefit to that. But listen to me. Because of the way human mind works, after some time, the embarrassment, the cost will recede in your thinking. And that thing you will put it at the backward for now. And because it's gone into the backward, you are a holy person again. In fact, when you fall, you can even say the little tear with handkerchief. Have you not seen people who come? It's the way you pass when you see a lot of things. People who come and go, Pastor, they come to the altar and they come. I'm deciding to follow Jesus for now. Pastor, if you know the type of person I used to be.
Pastor.
1 month to see. There are people who will see no emotion, nothing. You see them? No emotion. If you want to, if you love yourself, don't walk by sight. Don't what? I'm telling you now. Other creatures, watch what you do. So I was surprised. Something that has heard on the wall because people seem to have my day. The only thing that has happened, that we're dressed it up with the pastoral language of hallelujah, praise the Lord, cross me, assist me. But when people deal with you, when people deal with you, within 1 month, I might tell them like, come on, talk to me. Sure. Yeah. I told you that you can't do this piecemeal thing with God. God does not do this with you. Because it's powerful enough to change the world. Even does this, the man that went to there was praying for this. I can heal all of them at the same time. Same thing they say, I don't have to say, I'll heal all of them at the same time. I have enough power to heal all of them. So why don't you ask me to heal all of them? Because the southern was with me. He said, how long will you be doing this? Ask me, I'll heal all of them. And the man asked God to heal all of them, he didn't bust out to me. How much power does God have? You know, Paul was praying for the church that was to know the greatness of this power that's working on us. And because we don't have the revelation of this power of God, little things matter us. When things are not going the way we think we can, we think God is powerless. I said, praise the Lord. our mouths start opening up and saying things that will not cost us this way. Because we think, God, I don't see anything. You don't have to see anything. You don't have to what? See. Not to see. God's power was best in the weakness. Not to see nothing. In fact, when you don't see nothing, that's where God is working maximum. Praise the Lord. I didn't hear you. Praise the Lord. One man came here and said, you go for God, that joint. I said, yeah. He said, how come? How come nobody saw it? For 2 years. He said, all I do is say church. I didn't see it anywhere. It was not found anywhere. Nobody even measured it anywhere. He said, how did you people see it? I said, God. See, when God wants to do something, don't tell him what to do. You can put something in a newspaper advert and God will close them for the side. Nobody will see. I'm telling you, nobody will see. They'll be reading. They will read it all. They'll be erased from their mind. We don't know God half. We think He's a human being like us. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. The man was following me around. He said, tell me how this happened. He said, nobody saw it. And he said, that church is awesome. You see, people will cross right there. I'm telling you. He said, if anybody will see this, I would have said, it's not like the church is not like. Because he brought people to look at it. I didn't tell him how much we are paying for it. Because if I paid him, he would not do it. So when God wants to change you, God doesn't need this meeting. God will change you what? Oh, because He has a power. That's what He did in Christ. The greatness of His power was that in Christ He took away the old thing and put a new life in us. Can we say amen to that? So, the Bible tells us where the trouble really comes from. And that's where, instead of looking at focusing on where you are from, you go look at what caused the fall. Is in Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are what? The issues of life. So, Jesus, the Holy Spirit is telling us that it is from the heart that the issues of your life come from. And Jesus said the same thing. So that if I have fallen, I think what I need to look at is what? Am I high? But let me ask you a question. How many people do that? See what I'm saying? If the issues of my life come from my heart, and I find that this thing trips me all the time, then the thing that is causing it is what? Come and talk to me, is what? My heart. It's hot, my heart. Hot. Report me to Obama. It's hot. Or hot. Glory, I've got a hat. The issue is coming from where? My question is how many Christians, when they notice this thing, go to the heart and say, this is where this thing is coming from. So, why did it change? Tell me why it should change. And Jesus says something very, very interesting. The word that is in your heart, church, the word that is in your heart, what comes out of your heart. You see this anger thing, you see this one thing, you see this one thing. All of them, if you go to the heart, there's seed that is not out of your heart. It's what you believe. It's the word in your heart. That's the word that is causing that wild, wild brand to come out. And if you don't approach it, the wild brand will come out. Luke 11:34. Your eye is a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is good, then your whole body is filled with what? Light. But when it is bad, your body is filled with what? Darkness. That's fine. Make sure that the light you think you have is not actually what? Darkness. This is the trouble. You see, you think you have light. You think you have the truth. Just make sure that what you believe is not darkness. What? Prophecies. If you are filled with light, with no dark corners, then your whole life will be radiant as though a front light were filling you with light. But if what you have inside is darkness, what will come outside? Come on. There's no light coming outside. If what Jesus said, make sure that what you think you believe is the light. That's why I say, if you are preaching or teaching something, you owe it to yourself and to God to go and prepare and pray and make sure that what you are teaching people is the truth. If you don't, you will answer to God. Not joking, man. Can't read the Bible. He said, do not be many teachers, knowing that what will happen. That will be what? Will be judged. I don't argue over doctrines or words. If what you believe is darkness, you produce darkness for you. Is it not your life? You can fight over what I'm talking about. If I'm believing it, it's all I say. Time will tell. Time will tell. Yeah. One time I was in Atlanta, the Lord told me, he said, you know, life is just. Everything a man is doing is a path is full. You see, that path will lead him to where? Somewhere. So one day he will arrive. If he blesses, he will see. If he struggles, he will also walk. See, that's the way that's made. But the end, when you set up, the dead talent comes. But you are waiting. You can argue all you want, but if what you have is darkness, I'm not just character, I'm not talking about character. It won't produce the power of God, it won't produce the righteousness of God, it won't produce the fruits of God, it won't produce the blessings of God, nothing. It won't. I was talking to some people recently, and we really spent time. I told them, I said, what you have is not like that. And they were just like, well, so we really spent time. And I began to spend time. What would the food look like? Mango. So what I see coming out now after the pound, after the masses of the topic. You should know what this is. So transformation, change of character, start listening to me. Change of character, change of circumstance, change of situation. Must be addressed from where? From the heart. Because that's where all the issues of your life is coming from. Hatred, faith, love, from there. Romans 12:1. I show dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind they will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship you. Verse 2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. How? by the new world, so the issue is what? At the heart. By changing the way you think, if I fall, is where I think that person. If I want to stop, I must go back to my thinking and allow God to change my thinking so that the light I have will be the truth and the word and the light of God that is in Christ, so that what comes out will be shown. That's therefore. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Ephesians 4:17. With the Lord's authority, I say this: live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. What is the darkness? Wrong information. Lies of the devil. Full of darkness. When you mean darkness, you're not talking of electric or spiritual darkness. They wander far from the life God gives, because they have closed their minds, and hardened their hearts. Yet they will not allow God to save them. They have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasures and eagerly practice every kind of impurity. But that isn't what you learn about Christ. Since you have had church, that isn't what you learned about who? Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from where? I want to read that one again. But that isn't what you learn about Christ. The Christian must learn about Christ. About Christ. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from Him, throw off now your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. 23. Instead, let the Spirit what? Renew your thoughts, and then your attitudes will be renewed. Let the Spirit renew your thoughts. Your attitudes will be renewed. 24. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly what? Righteous and holy. Hope you can get me a choir uniform. Yeah, I think we have choir uniform somewhere. Do I have choir uniform? Where? Praise the Lord. Put on your new what? Nature. Created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. And like we said, it's a command. It is not a suggestion. Not a suggestion. How do we put it on? Verse 22 again. Read to verse 22. Throw off. If they send you to steal, you will not succeed. If they send you to steal, they will catch you. You would have quickly brought it and run out. If I want somebody to steal, like I said, by the time you start checking, they will catch you again. Are you aware? Put on what? Put on what? Okay. Put on what? What are you seeing now? Now, as long as he's wearing, as long as he's wearing this, anywhere he goes, what are you going to be seeing? That's what I said. Now, he doesn't even know anything about this. He doesn't even think about it. He's been a Christian 20 years, doesn't even know about the new man, doesn't think about it. Doesn't bring it up. So he doesn't know about this at all. Like he said, all he does every day is looking at where he fell. Lord, I fell here. But I'm not. I fell here. Yes, right here. And his mind, he'd be looking at himself as a sinner. Right? He would take his humble. So, because he doesn't know about this, whatever he does, what are you going to say? Huh? The only way, brethren, he can show the glory of Christ is to put on what Christ is. Put on the new life. It's not action. It's your thinking. It's your belief. It's what you believe. It's what you affirm to be. It's what you confess to be. It's what you allow. What's that power? Does it kill? Forgive us. It's what you allow to influence your heart. It's what God is talking about. That in the spirit of your mind, put on Christ. But the majority of Christians don't even think about it. That's what they are. Majority. I'm not kidding. Little wonder. Your own sinfulness and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deceit. He said, let the Spirit renew your thought. We don't take it seriously. We read it and push it aside. People have said, I want to be holy. Lord, I don't know. I don't say, God, you need to put on Christ. But I told you, you can't see what you refuse to put on. I told you something. Praise the Lord. Everywhere is quiet. I love it. It means that people go wrong. I said, praise the Lord. The new life we receive, what does it look like in that? It's the love. For God is what? So the new nature that God gave us. In practical description, this is what? In practical description, this is what? Say John 4. He that loveth not, knoweth not what? He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. We live through Christ. Herein is love. Not that we love God. So this is not for people that love us. It's not for people that love us. But that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for us to be loved. He also loved us. We ought also to love one another. John 13, 34. The new commandment I give you is not a suggestion. Jesus is not giving us a suggestion. He says the commandment. The new commandment I give you that you love what? One another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, that all men know now that you are my disciples if you pray for 12 hours. Huh? You know we brag a lot on prayer. There are some Christians who brag on their prayer. Man. Brag a lot. But this all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one another. And see, when you begin to have revelation of the will of God, that you put on the new man, which is the will of God, that this new man is God. And God has given it to us. God has given it The scripture said, I've come that you will have life, what? And have it more, what? But just you said, I've flooded your heart with my love. That's what he's talking about. Not abundance, but I've flooded your life with my love. You have it in abundance, you have to go through it. That's what it is. See, when we understand this will of God, that God is showing us this night. See what Colossians 1:9 says. So we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard that. First heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of His will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. The way you live will always honor and please the Lord. And your life will produce every kind of good fruit. When you have spiritual revelation about the will of God, the will of God is to God in no man. That's the will of God for us. Put on the new man. And the Bible tells us that that law fulfills all the law of God. Amen? I said amen. I said amen. When you begin to believe that you are your identity, when you begin to think along the line of what God has said, when you begin to accept it as truth, you don't see the arm of the Lord until you believe the report. You can't see it. You can't see it until you believe the report of the Lord, until you believe what God has said. You will not see the arm of the Lord at all. When you begin to believe that God has flooded your life with love, and that God has changed your nature, that God has given you life and giving you life more abundantly, that He has really given you abundance of His love. That what He said about you is true. That's how you put it. So your mind begins to be renewed, your thinking begins to be renewed, then your attitude begins to be renewed. Let me say this. When you bring pornography and start watching, does it affect you? Come on, talk to me. Does it affect you? But you know, it affects your mind. It affects your mind. You see? When you begin to dwell on the love of God and God has made you love, it affects your mind and affects your mind. When you begin to dwell, let me say it again. If you begin to dwell on violent things, will it make you violent? Of course. It will affect your mind. And then from affecting your mind, it will affect your attitude. That's why the scripture says, don't go with people who are violently angry. Say, you will land their way. That's why evil communication, what? Yes, it affects your mind, then affects your attitude. The same way, good communication, the truth of the world, what Jesus did, what God did, the light of the world, the truth that the Holy Spirit has given us, good communication. When you begin to take it in, when you begin to dwell in it, when you begin to fellowship with it, it will fill your heart and affect your attitude. If you get what I'm saying, say amen. So, when the love of God begins to constrain what you do, church, when it constrains what you say and constrains what you do, who are you living like? If the love of God begins to constrain what I say to you and control what I do, then that's the will of God. Because the love of God will make me do that willingly and not under obligation, not under constraint. When we do things out of obligation, you know what obligation is? I'm obligated to do this. Because I'm a Christian. You may not be willing. But when the love of God constrains you, you deal with joy. You deal with all your unnecessary. You never get tired of it. Because whatever you love doing, you don't get tired of it. Am I correct? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. We can endure people we can endure. But that's not the problem. Because we're just enduring and praying that Jesus will come soon. But your mouth will be full of complaint. If we were to complain, we were to complain. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will be talking. That's not the problem. When is the love of God? It's not speaking. No one's speaking. Praise the Lord. So nobody lives like Jesus, who not in his control by the same law that Jesus walked by. I want to make this statement. When this love of God gains control over your spirit and over your soul, unconsciously live like Jesus. Unconsciously. You know, in the past, we are dominated by selfishness. Is that correct? The selfishness of the man is what fires the evil in us. Why do we tell lies? It's because of our evil. So we want people to see us in the light of what we are not. So we exaggerate things. Is that correct? You bought this plot $5. As you say, I bought it for $20. The reason is that you want your self-importance to rise. You tell lies because of fear. You don't want people to eat something. It's all people popping into this world. Selfishness. Are you following me? That's what was driven the old man. Selfishness. And watch the church today. Most of our prayer is driven by selfishness. I'm telling you, watch most of our prayer topic. It's about selfishness. Yeah. And that's what Paul was talking about today. He said, you know that there's no life. That among all the people in the church, that's the only one that cares about the things of Christ. That others pursue their own. This even defined the serious business. The whole church, only one person, had the love of Christ control. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So now, when we receive the new life, Philippians 2:1. Since you have heard about Jesus, Philippians 2:1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of what? Mercy. Fulfill you my joy that will be, number one, like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, and of one mind. Pray. Let's read three together. Let nothing be done through strife, and what? Vainglory. But in lowliness of mind, let it esteem other better than what? That's the practical description of the love of Jesus. When he came, he was washing the feet of the disciples. That's exactly what the love of God does. When he takes control of your soul and your spirit, you serve others. And you serve them with joy. Can I hear amen? If somebody is blessed and you are not blessed yet, because selfishness is dead. Stop. This one. Because they are controlled by the love of God. Second Corinthians 5:14. Either way, Christ's love controls us. Either way, Christ's love what? I keep doing this to each other. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe this is it. It's what you believe. It is what you believe. It's your faith. The word in you, do you have inside? He says, since we believe that Christ died for all, that's the first thing you believe. For everybody. We also believe that we have all died to our what? Which means we believe that the old is what? Gone. But I'm not watching this to be. Because Jesus died for me, so I'm no more what I used to be. That's what he said here. So he believed that Jesus died, and then he believed that he has died for his person. He died for everyone so that those who receive his new life, we no longer come and talk to them. We no longer distant, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised. But the preceding verse, let's go back to verse 14. And that way, Christ's love controls us. He controls us. How did he come to control us? Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe now that we have all died to our old, that we have the new life that is according to the love of God. That's what Paul is saying. It is what I now believe. Because I believe that the love of God began to control me. Control me. Control me. So that those who have received this new life can't live for themselves anymore. Oh, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And he says in verse 16, so we have stopped evaluating others from the human point of view. At one time, we talked of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. May the Lord renew our mind so that we know Jesus differently now. Can I hear amen? This means that, no, no, I'm in verse 17. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become what? A new person. The old life is gone. A new life. See what he believes? Very simple thing. So the life in him is life. It's not darkness. He believes it. That God gave about Jesus. He accepted it. And that light began to show. Jesus said, if the light you think you have is darkness, it's a while. So if I'm falling, I need to go back and check my heart and see what I have. So that the Holy Spirit will begin to be. You take this picture and say, God, you know, open my heart. I need to understand. So I need to begin to believe like Paul. I need to believe that I'm a new creature. I need to believe that the Lord has flooded my heart. 2 or 3 weeks, you won't believe what you say. And let me tell you what the love of God does. It draws people to you. Anywhere you go, people love you. It's given to come here because of your average life and trust. It comes from your heart. And the presence of Jesus is felt. Anywhere you go, it draws people. It draws people. Do you know how Jesus drew people? Was his love for them? It draws people. And if you're walking in the Sunday school, your students can't stop. They want to see. And if you show up where people have prayed, it's like there's an atmosphere that you pray there. You fall on your body's mind. You don't have to say too much. The words of your mouth will be so anointed with love. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Come on, I said, praise the Lord. Don't be like the Pharisees. Your presence. Contribute to the kingdom. May Jesus' presence contribute to the kingdom. If you know what I'm saying, shout out to me. And you know when the love of God comes to you. I don't know what else you need. Marriage is sitting as you know. Because I was coming married. But the love of God makes you sad. You stop what? If people cry not for us to share them, we won't grab it up. We'll take a look. us to want, others to want. But life is very serious. Very serious. Very serious. Praise the Lord. And let me tell you the other thing. The power of God will still continue to be there. I've said it here before. The power of God flows through compassion. Flows through compassion. Flows through believers. Flows through all these things. Proud people don't see the power. Because God will see everything. But when you allow the love of Christ to come to you, the thing is with Jesus, every time you perform a miracle, you will be visited by, you will have compassion. That prayer for them, motivated that man to what he was speaking, was motivated by his love for them and the power of God.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.